Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are, the first week of March in our series on a primer for discerning God's will that we're trying to help everybody kind of set up for this year, which is going to be an interesting year for sure. We're very excited about it. We've had a good January and into February. And Aiden, my grandson, he was here for Christmas from Baylor. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have to go to back to school till like toward the third week of January.
Right.
So we went skiing together up in Copper Mountain for several days.
Oh, fun. I remember Copper Mountain.
Yep.
Haven't been there in years, but I loved it back in the day.
And had a great time. And he's a superstar skier. Mm-hmm. Because he learned, how to do,
very
double blacks.
And
very, very adventurous. Yes. Yeah. And we were on nicely, there was a couple of groomed slopes we were on, pretty steep blacks, what we call blacks, mm-hmm. Which I can do and I enjoy doing as long as they're groomed.
Right.
Yeah. When it's big time moguls, like, probably not, I'm not going to spend a lot of thing on my legs on that. So I was going pretty fast, probably is maybe 45 miles an hour, 45, 50 miles
wow.
an hour,
okay.
and I can do really well on the groomed slope when there's no powder and, no big creases and stuff. So I'm pretty good and I'm probably going that fast. And he's so far ahead of me. He's going like 70. He has a thing that clocks it. He was going 70 miles an hour.
Oh my goodness.
Down the slope. No problem for him, so it was kind of fun, but we had a good time in the, he went off, he did his moguls on the double blacks. And mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to go over to those blues that are even more, a little bit less steep. Enjoy those.
The blues is where I always camped out. I loved the blues.
But we had a good time and great time in the Word together and just, sharing life. And it was, it's just a fun thing to be part of is, when you connect at a level of seeking God's will together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about discerning God's will, the things we're talking about, we actually put into practice in reality. He and I were using the things that we're learning, and he's learned it and is processing it. And then we, we get in the Word about it, and he's learned that, okay, Father, what do you got to say about this? Mm-hmm. So he's getting pretty serious with his girlfriend who's in Wisconsin.
He's considering transferring, right?
Transferring there, yeah. She's a D1 scholarship softball star.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually practicing every day right now, getting ready for their first game, which interesting enough, because they're from Wisconsin, they schedule it starting in March, the games down in Florida.
Right.
So they play
season openers down there, right? And some training season, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, they'll be actually playing real games against colleges.
Okay.
And they'll play, Florida and Alabama and those kind of schools that are down there. And so their actual start of their season actually starts in real games.
They basically have like a, what they would call a home field in Florida for the Wisconsin school, or do they go to these other schools?
They'll go to the other schools.
Okay.
So they'll play down there in the different schools. For the first, I think, month and a half, they don't even have a home game.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Cause who wants to be shoveling the snow off the softball field, right?
Yeah. So he's getting serious about that. And so they're looking at, if we are going to get serious and, do we need to be together? And, could he transfer to Wisconsin, which is a possibility. And so we're talking about that and praying about that. And he's got a great heart about it, is that, I do have thoughts, but really what I want is God's best.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll surrender. I'll learn to surrender, go to neutrality. We'll work together and what's true. Take it step by step. And I said, God will show you the answer. And it all fits so that, my question actually to him was, where are you two at in terms of your commitment to each other?
Right.
And they said, we're getting pretty serious about that. And we were looking toward, you know, maybe that we head toward marriage. And I said, well, if that's true, and that's what God confirms, I said, he will want you to be together. Because if you're going to develop that,
right,
and you got to come together with that, you can't do that long distance. You can do it for a while, but you can't do it for very long, you know. Right. And so if that's true, well, then head that direction. Is Wisconsin the place you can be? I said, there's other business schools up there in the area, in, you know, like Northwestern and Chicago and a few others, even in Wisconsin, that you could then be closer together. Mm-hmm. So you can spend weekends and that kind of stuff together. I said, so, you know, you don't have to figure it out. Just keep going forward based on what God's telling you.
Right.
And so we had a great discussion about that. Yeah,
kind of cool in what you're just saying. I'm pointing out the obvious, but what you're talking about is actually so countercultural. You know, like in conversations I have with other moms as they're seeking colleges for their kids, and even if they're in serious relationships and stuff, the running theme is, well, I don't want my child to choose a college based on that relationship, or I want them to base it on the education. I want them to base it on this. I want them to, you know, these worldly indicators that we have, rather than simply, very simply, God, what do you have to say? Where do you want them for what you want to accomplish in and through their lives? And
yeah, think about relationships are
a huge part of that.
Think about what you just said. What's the two different things you just said? If we approach it with my will, mm-hmm. The words sound like, which is what you said, I want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this. I want this.
Right.
And you start defining your steps based on your view of what you want. And it's now your will.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you said, well, might be healthy to say, well, what do you have to say about this?
Right.
And here's the impact of that and the import of that is that it's not a system.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a universal answer. It's not like, well, then you should.
Right.
I don't know the answer to that. I do know who does know the answer.
Right.
And my role is to help you walk alongside and hear what God has to say, because it'll be best and none better. And I'm not telling you to do one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, and I'm not going to tell you I want, even I don't want you to say I want.
Right.
You want to be together. Okay, that's good. Are you heading that direction? Yep. Okay, good. That'll be confirmed. There'll be steps along that path. And instead of, as we, and this is true of any decision we make or any thought we make, I want.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I have a preference. Okay, that's okay. But what I really want is God's will.
Right.
And therefore, I'm willing to go to neutral and hear, so that if he says, hey, my child should go to that school because of the relationship, yes. Or no, I don't want you to go to that school. I want you to go to a different school. Yes. Okay, now think about it. Why would we say that?
Because we want them where God wants them, period.
His
will for them is best.
Yes. Yeah, see, it's absolutely because of what he's working. And this is what we're trying to tell everybody, is that everything about God's will is bigger than what we know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's working. And I say, picture it this way. If you've ever seen a demonstration of, and I've seen them as big as 10,000 dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
That were set up in a room, and they crossed each other and they went over bridges and they, you know, they set it all up, which takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody hits the first domino.
Right.
It goes all over the place. And the impact over there is because you did something here, but mm-hmm. you didn't know what the impact was going to be. See,
right.
And that's what God says is, I'm setting up all these dominoes and I'm setting them up over time.
Mm-hmm.
So that something that happens to you is going to impact, you know, down the road. Like, for example, his girlfriend got a scholarship to Wisconsin
because
she's a softball star, and they offered her a full ride scholarship.
Right.
And she investigated it and looked at it, and she had other possibilities. But because God said, you're going there, and she followed God's will, and that's God's will. Well, because Aiden is connected to her, that has impact on him.
Right.
When? A year later. You see how it works is that what you say is really our heart is God's will is best and none better. It's not just about today.
Yes.
It's the impact down the road of things that God has in mind, because he's working this at a very interesting, profound level and a timing level that he says, I know and you don't. You know, so follow me. I'll give you the instruction for today, but understand it has impact down the road. And I know best, why don't you just follow me?
Right.
So as we talk about that, we've been talking about, you know, making sure it's step by step, and what do I do now? What do I know now? He says one of the elements is going to be this thing called the spiritual prophetic. I'm going to bring that into the picture, and I want you to receive it and use it. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 14, verses 1 to 3.
Sure. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men.
Yeah. And so the word prophetic has two meanings. Mm-hmm. One is what we call forth-telling or truth-telling. Mm-hmm. Here's a scenario. Here's what's happening. And God says, I'm going to give you some insight about the truth of this. Now, remember, and we've had as our series on the end times, we've been dealing with deception.
Right.
And we said the opposite of deception is to seek what?
Is to seek truth.
Truth. Seek the truth. He said, so you're always seeking the truth. And what I'll do is I'll use the relationships you have to bring the prophetic truth into your scenario, because that's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to come through you personally. It can come through a different person that's part of your inner circle mm-hmm. that will let me speak truth, and they're going to speak it into you to say, well, here's the truth about that. Mm-hmm. Here's what I see. Here's what I understand. I'm going to help you understand it. Just truth. Truth telling. Then the second element is foretelling, or mm-hmm. here's something to pay attention to that's coming up. So, for example, we were talking about the California fires in our end times. I was processing with a person who's the head of a business in California, mm-hmm. And they were making statements. You know, this about labor, this about supplies, you know, this about the impact of this. And I said, okay, now stop just a second. Mm-hmm. Repeat what you just said. He did. I said, do you believe that what you're starting to hear is pay attention to something that is going to impact you?
That's highlighting some indicators, right?
I'm giving you a heads up mm-hmm. that you're supposed to be alert to something coming down the road. And mm-hmm. and the, remember, the foretelling isn't a fortune telling. It's a pay attention that I'm going to take you down a different route here. And I want you to pay attention to this. And I said, based on what you just said, I'm hearing God tell me to tell you, pay attention. Mm-hmm. And I hope I walk with you into it. It's a foretelling. Mm-hmm. And he received it. He said, okay, I you know what? I get that. I'm willing to do that. I said, the only way you'll miss it is if you just don't spend any energy on it. And God just gave a prophetic word because you actually spoke something. God said, mm-hmm. hey, Rich, help him understand what he just said. Pay attention. And I just offered prophecy, see, mm-hmm. To it. So it's forthtelling and foretelling, truth telling and pay attention. And he said there's three qualities to that. And go ahead and read that again. So in verse three. Here are the three qualities to what the essence of prophecy is.
But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men.
Yeah. Okay, now, first of all, comfort. Even when I'm telling this person, pay attention, because God said, why would that be comforting?
Because he knows that he can go to God and get God's wisdom on it, and that God is leading, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's that, comfort in the presence of God.
Yeah, that. So God cares. Yep. God has an answer. Yep. He's starting to lead me down the right place. Yep. Super comforting. Why?
Absolutely. You're not alone. You're not trying to figure this out on your own.
And remember, and this is what we've tried to understand and help people understand, is I'm going to provide the covenant to you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing. Now, it may not look like the way you think, because you would just rather just tell me the answer and bless my business.
Right.
He said, well, your business is going to be impacted by this. So my answer may be a different thing that you can't even think of. And if you have a heart to go, let's go. And by the way, I will deliver the covenant. Mm-hmm. And so the comforting is that you have people that says, here's what God is saying. If God is saying that, well, that's good news. Mm-hmm. because that means he's guiding me and I get to be guided. You know. And he said, so it's comforting. He said it's for edification. And edification is I'm going to strengthen you in the process to keep enjoying my relationship with you, because your inner soul will get strengthened with the Holy Spirit. Keep strengthening your inner man to have encouragement that it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. the answers are going to be good. And I'll build you up with that because I'll prove it to you. And you'll edify it because you'll keep saying, well, hey, God is saying, God is saying. And then exhortation is instruction. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, again, there's two levels of it. One is mm-hmm. instruction, here, go this way.
Right.
The other is warning, or don't go that way, mm-hmm. or you're going the wrong way. Like, for example, you use the example, you have people say, I want. Mm-hmm. And if they would allow the prophetic, somebody like you could say, well, wait a minute. Are you sure that what the way you're headed with that is God's way? Mm-hmm. And maybe you got to go to neutrality. Maybe you got to be open to what God has to say. I'm exhorting you. Mm-hmm. I'm warning you. I'm encouraging you. Don't go that way to I want.
Right.
But rather seek,
go to surrender and seek.
Go to surrender and what? And I'll walk with you into it.
Right.
To give you the instruction. Because what do you need? God's instruction. Mm-hmm. So it works both ways. And so the prophetic is used for my inner circle. And this usually is my spouse, number one, or my good friend if I'm single, a group around me. And we remember you and I keep saying, get a group around you mm-hmm. that has a heart to hear God's voice, not to tell you the answer or what you should do,
right.
but rather let's go together.
Seek God together, yeah.
And what I'm saying is that, and what I ask my inner circle to do, I want you to speak the prophetic into me. Mm-hmm. And I, if you hear something, if you got something to offer, I yeah. welcome it, including, yeah, Rich, I think you're going the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Now, does it mean that that is absolutely the answer? Maybe not, but I pay attention. Mm-hmm. And I mean, why? Well, God's going to give me the answer.
Right.
And one of the, by the way, is in the prophetic is that I don't look to other people to tell me God's will. Mm-hmm. I do say, tell me that, help me understand the truth. Exhort me. If mm-hmm. you want me to pay attention to something. Now, by the way, not because you think so, it's because God's been working with you to tell me that.
Right. And that's where you are. I know you and I both are honestly very careful with who we have those conversations with too.
Right.
I'm not going to have that conversation with somebody I don't know gets abiding and asking God.
Right.
I really only want that circle to be people who are truly seeking God and not just wanting to give their ideas.
Yeah. And why? Well, because I don't want your opinion.
Right.
I need help discerning God's will.
Right.
And I want you to have a heart to help me discern God's will. And I do know he'll speak through you. Mm-hmm. But it's not, I'm giving you the answer to tell Rich. I'm just telling you a piece of the puzzle that and by the way, I'll confirm it with, if I'm saying that to you, I'll confirm it with him. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. So it's always, you know, God help me confirm it. Okay. Now he said, there's a process to that as well. So go to 2 Peter 1?
2 Peter, yeah.
Verses 16 to 21.
Sure. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And we heard this voice which came from heaven, and when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So he says, first of all, the prophetic's going to work. And remember, we just described it, truth-telling and foretelling. I will use people around you. I'll say it to you as well. Mm-hmm. He said, but the key is don't let it be a private interpretation. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what that means is, because a lot of people say, well, God will just tell me.
Right.
And then I'll act. And of course, he's got to confirm it with you. But he says, no, what I want you to do is open it up publicly into a discussion to get clarity of the prophetic so that you don't drift away. Because what happens is we get our own stuff in the way. Mm-hmm. Even the most spiritual people can get their stuff in the way.
Absolutely.
And so have a process of opening up publicly. So it means go two different directions. One, if I hear something. Mm-hmm. Now remember, I'm trying to make a decision. I'm seeking God's will. I've got a sticky situation scenario. I've got an adversity. I've got a problem. I'm trying to get God's answer. And I hear something, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I will. What I do is he said, now take that and make it public. And making it public is, first of all, go to your spouse.
Right.
And say, hey, I've heard this. Would you process this with me? Can you confirm that? What do you think, feel, and believe about it? And what do you see about it? And then we'll enter into dialogue because I'm working toward clarity.
Right.
And clarity, remember, as we've talked, has to be very specific. It's not generic that we don't even stop and say, you know, like with Aiden, I didn't say, well, God's going to provide you the covenant. Good luck.
Right.
It's God will provide you the covenant and he's got an answer for your questions.
Right.
And it'll be very, very specific and I'll assist you to get the clarity you need.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be generic. It's got to be specific. And that's right. The clarity we need. So if I hear something, okay, Linda, let's process it. I'll get to my inner circle of people that have learned and are faithful to hearing God's voice and processing with me, not to judge me or not to tell me the answer, but let's go confirm it. Here's what I'm hearing. I'd like to hear what you have to say. What does God say to you? Go pray about it and see what God would say to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm opening it up to not a private interpretation, which I can get distorted. And usually the distortion is in the application of it. So I hear something. Yeah, I heard it. It's good. But I assume it meant specifically the timing.
There's
or this or that.
That you're hearing it through sometimes, right?
Yeah. And so, well, then I'll go do X when God says, well, I didn't really say that. and we all have that danger. See, and that's why he says, bring it to public interpretation. And then your inner circle, you want to encourage them to bring stuff to you.
Right.
And I'm not telling you what to do, but it would behoove you to not let it be a private interpretation. As you're hearing things, and what decisions are you seeking? What are you looking for? Hey, let's talk about that. I may have some thoughts about that. I may have a prophetic word for you, or I have a suggestion for you, or I can confirm something. And so what you're doing is I'm, from my side of it, I'm bringing it out. And I'm encouraging them on their side of it to bring it to me.
So you and I have both practiced this a lot and practiced this in a normal part of life with different circles, right?
Yeah.
I have also talked to other people about this before and hit real questions on, like, and so maybe I think we want to talk about this a little bit, the fears. So we're on the other side. We see the benefit. People who have not done this, there are real fears they have to opening this up to other people.
Yeah.
You want to talk about some of those a little bit and just address that?
Yeah. What I'd like to do is, because we're out of time, is let's start there.
Okay.
Tomorrow, which would be the 4th of March, because... okay. Yeah. Let's bring it to pub out in the, from a private to public. Yeah. But,
right.
It seems to me could be pretty negative toward my process. And wouldn't it be better to be private than to be public because of these fears? So let's pick it up tomorrow. And that's a great segue into the father wants to help people understand. Yeah. I understand your fear. So here's how to overcome that fear. And we'll talk about that. So Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you say that we are to exercise this gifting toward each other, the prophetic of forthtelling and foretelling, to be part of it and to be bringing edification, exhortation, and comfort. And it really is beneficial to our hearts if we do that. And then two, you said, don't let it be private, but bring it into the public. And the public are people that have a heart to walk with you, to receive what I have to say. And so we pray that we will. And we'll learn what that is. And particularly tomorrow, as we get into this discussion about fear, this will give us clarity about that. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much, Rich. And thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.